The first case of the deadly coronavirus.
More than 200,000 people have now died.
350,000 COVID deaths.
500,000 confirmed deaths.
Life and loss in America have taken on new meaning in the past year.
To get through this pandemic, we have all put on our armor.
In The Longest Year, a four-part series from the PBS NewsHour, Americans share the ways a tiny but powerful virus has changed us. The medical community raced to keep up. The racial divide across the country came into sharper focus. And life as we knew it turned upside down.
My mother was the hugging type. I miss those the most.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted, The Longest Year, wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the day's other news, AstraZeneca faced new questions about its COVID-19 vaccine. The company had said that its U.S. study found the shots are 79% effective overall. But now federal regulators say the study may include outdated information. Meanwhile, Texas announced all adults will be eligible for vaccination starting on Monday. It is the largest state to take that step. A new wave of infections is sweeping over much of Europe, and that has prompted Germany to extend its lockdown measures by a month. Today's announcement largely shut down the country through Easter and beyond. It also brought warnings from the top infectious disease expert in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We generally are about 3 to 4 weeks behind the dynamics of the outbreak that we see in Europe. So given that the Europeans are surging back up, that is very clear that this is a risk that we will be doing the same thing. Don't pull back. And in other words, we need to keep doing the public health measures that we talk about all the time.
France and Italy are also seeing rising rates of infection, but Spain is lifting restrictions on flights ahead of Easter vacation. The Biden administration has extended a special enrollment period for subsidized health coverage under Obamacare. It was set to end on May 15th, but will now run through August 15th. Also today, the U.S. Senate confirmed Dr. Vivek Murthy as Surgeon General. The U.S. Postal Service unveiled a 10-year plan today to overhaul operations and cut costs. It calls for raising postage prices and slowing delivery for some first-class mail to 5 days instead of 3. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said that it will help reduce $160 billion in projected losses over the next decade. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that Congress will act to prevent any service cuts. In Israel, voters face their fourth national election in 2 years, and exit polls indicated no clear winner. The voting marked another referendum on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's also fighting corruption charges. Some people cast ballots in airports and drive-throughs due to COVID protocols. It could be several days before final results are known. Search teams in Bangladesh have recovered at least 15 bodies after fire roared through a camp for Rohingya Muslims. It broke out Monday and burned into the night, destroying thousands of shelters. UN officials said 560 people were injured and 400 are still missing.
Our frontline staff in the camp reported horrific scenes of devastation, destruction, and despair. I was just on the phone with one of them moments ago, and she just said, imagine losing everything when you were forced from your home just 3 years ago, only to lose it all over again.
Many of the Rohingya fled to Bangladesh to escape persecution in Myanmar. Back in this country, a jury is now in place in Minneapolis to consider murder charges in the killing of George Floyd. The last of three alternates was seated today, joining the 12 regular jurors. They will hear the case against Derek Chauvin, the former police officer accused in Floyd's death last May. Opening statements are set for Monday. The Chicago suburb of Evanston, Illinois, will be first in the nation to offer reparations to black citizens. The city council voted Monday to distribute $10 million over the next 10 years. Eligible households will receive $25,000 each. It is funded by a tax on recreational marijuana and by private donations. Top economic policy officials talked up the U.S. recovery today. At a congressional hearing, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the economy is coming back faster than expected. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen was equally upbeat.
With the passage of the rescue plan, I'm confident that people will reach the other side of this pandemic with the foundations of their lives intact. And I believe they'll be met there by a growing economy. In fact, I think we may see a return to full employment next year.
Republicans again raised concerns that the relief spending might ignite inflation, but Powell said that the Fed can keep it under control. And Wall Street was broadly lower as oil prices and bank stocks fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 308 points to close at 32,423. The NASDAQ fell 149 points, and the S&P 500 gave up 30. Still to come on the NewsHour, the situation on the southern border grows increasingly dire for migrants. How the Biden administration faces daunting challenges on multiple fronts. We remember the victims of the shootings in Georgia, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.